Yes, Lord, let your holy presence fill this place. Let it just fill us all right now. That anointing comes out and goes forth to every person here that's listening or watching or on the future on the internet will see this now. Let your anointing just flow through to them. Let your peace go out to them right now. Your healing anointing, your strength anointing, your restoration anointing. Lord, just let it go right now in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise, worship, and glorify your holy, holy name. Glory to your holy name. Praise your holy name. Okay, welcome to Wednesday Night Overcomers Club. If you know of any sins, confess them now. If not, please repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
I'm not aware of any sins.
I am not aware of any sin.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
thank you for cleansing us
thank you for cleansing us
of all unrighteousness.
of all unrighteousness,
According to 1 John 1:9.
according to 1 John 1:9.
Okay, those are how to please establish the kingdom of God.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we bind up every demon, devil, and evil spirit. You cannot affect us in any way, shape, or form. And the blood of Jesus heals and restores us of damages of sin and effects of demons, devils, and evil spirits. We thank you, Lord God, that the angels of God encamp themselves round about us with a hedge of protection. And we thank you that there is a strong godly firewall around about us so that the enemy cannot hear, see, or know what we are ministering, what we are receiving, what we're praying about. And the angels of God protect us and our families all the way above us, through the heavens, past the air rights, all the way below us, through the core of the earth, and stops at the gates of hell, 360 degrees around us. And where we go, what are we doing? Everything that pertains to us is protected. We pray that we all have on the full armor of God. And so when we're praying against the enemy, they won't know who is in that armor. So it avoids retaliation, which we bind up retaliation. We bind up witchcraft, works of darkness, any evil, any ungodliness trying to come against any ABC or our families. And in the name of Jesus, we also impart to ourselves the peace of God, the healing power of God, the anointing of God, because the will of the Heavenly Father will be done in this service and in our lives on earth as it is in heaven, as we establish the kingdom of God in us, on us, and around us, in Jesus' name. And everyone that agrees says, Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Well, Pastor James has been wanting us to do this series, and we just are continuing to work on this series because the Lord hasn't released us. We continue to minister it because it just keeps adding and growing, and then we are now breaking generational curses and preparing for a cleanse. If you did not get last week's teaching, you can go, it's in the chat, abcchurchondemand.org. That's our video library, and go to last Wednesday's date, and you'll be able to catch up with us. So as we are doing Wait with Glad Expectation, we have taught how to wait correctly, how to wait incorrectly, what's important, how can you grow in the things of God? And one of the ways to get cleansed is, of course, we all know that you have to walk in forgiveness, right? And as you are walking in forgiveness, then it will bring freedom and will unblock prayers. We're still using the outline from part 8. We will continue using this list on section H. Every week, we will work on 2 different areas so that all week long, your homework assignment is to try to identify if you sin in those areas at all. Okay. So we want you to keep analyzing if you have any challenges in any of these specific areas that God can heal and restore to your health physically and emotionally. So we've broken curses on if there were any new areas, if you've done it in the past and you are no longer doing those sins, and you're not going to have to repeat that breaking curses. But if it's a reoccurring challenge, then we need to get to a deeper layer, like the onion, you're peeling back layers and go to a deeper layer. Because if there's still a challenge in that area of your life, it means that there's still a root that needs to be uprooted. So we've been working on unforgiveness, self-unforgiveness, and some of the things that people don't realize are self-unforgiveness is maybe neglecting yourself. That is a form. That is the main root, is unforgiveness. But then we're going to go through the individual things that are on this list and see if there are any things that you are not aware of that you need to work on. And like, for instance, somebody who might be helping everybody else and they never get time to do their own stuff. That's a form of self, and you know, and you're upset about it and you are mad at yourself. That's self-unforgiveness. You don't realize that. Or someone that says, oh, you hear someone call themselves stupid, or I can't do anything right, or I'll always be a failure, and they're upset with something they did, and because of that they have these feelings. They haven't forgiven themselves for something, and maybe they can forgive other people easier, but they can't forgive themselves. What is hatred? People say, I don't hate anybody or anything. I can't stand that. I dislike that. I'm not, I dislike that person. Forget it. Well, that is a synonym of hatred and self-hatred. Oh, that person doesn't like their nose. That person doesn't like their body weight. That person doesn't like their hair. That person doesn't like, you know, that they wish that they could be as you know, lovely as their mom, you know, but there's, God wants us to love ourselves and help grow in the areas where we need change, but doesn't mean we don't love ourselves and still help ourselves to get there. So are there any areas you've been working on that you've noticed that you might be doing in self-hatred or hatred, rejection and self-rejection? We've been working on that, broke curses on that. Start to recognize, are you doing anything of fear of rejection? Maybe you don't want to get up and speak in front of other people because you're afraid that they're not going to accept what you're saying. And that's a form of self-rejection, of fear of rejection. Self-rejection is like when somebody... There's a lot of things that people don't realize maybe in that category. And when you love yourself, you're going to give yourself what you need when you need it. And there's some people who will deny themselves what they need because they don't feel they're worthy. And they're not receiving what God's blessings are or what he has for them. And it's because they don't like themselves. And so they will have to recognize those things and repent of its self-rejection, they don't even realize they're rejecting themselves.
Well, this is true. Self-rejection has a lot of unworthiness tied to it.
Right.
And people feel like they're not worthy to do something. A lot of people grew up in families where people tell them, well, you can't do that. And they feel that they can't do something. And that is a form of self-rejection. You know, it's like every time a person gets a negative word against themselves, they have to go past that, because that's not what God sees in them. When somebody tells you can't do something, God says you can. Why? You do all things through Christ who strengthens you. I don't care what your problems are, what your challenges are, Jesus is the answer for all things. And you do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And we have to push through these challenges when they come upon us. Now, a lot of people are going to reject us. And how do you handle it? Well, the way Jesus did. Next. And when Jesus was rejected by so many people, they crucified him. He loved him anyway. I wish him the best. God bless you. But I'm not going to let it bother me. Okay? You know? Now, deception and self-deception. Deceiver. Satan is a talented deceiver. He trained all his demons, devils, and spirits to be deceivers. That is their greatest skill that they have, and they use it very, very well. And we have to discern when we're being deceived. Okay? This is why we work so hard hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit continuously, 24/7. Because the Holy Spirit's not going to know, not going to guide you wrong. And I said this before, but there's some new people here. You can't counterfeit something unless there's a real thing to counterfeit. Okay? There are a lot of copies of Leonardo da Vinci's Last Supper. There's only one original. Okay? Now, a counterfeit, so he paints something exactly like the original and signs it with the original artist's name. If somebody copied Picasso and signed it Picasso, that would be a counterfeit. Okay? And that's what we have to look for, because Satan wants to counterfeit the Lord. And they're talented. They've been doing this for a long time. But the people who really know art can tell a counterfeit stroke from the real thing. So we must get so clean at hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit that we know when there's a counterfeit out there trying to trick us. And it may seem like a really good idea, but it's not a God idea. Now, self-deception is a very interesting thing. A lot of people are in denial about their challenges. And they'll deceive themselves to deny something, to get past something, okay? We must accept the truth. If we're having a challenge of some kind, okay, we must handle that challenge. We must look for the Lord to show us how to handle that challenge and, again, overcome it. Denial and self-denial. You hear the word no a lot against like deception. Just love them. Self-denial, though, that's a very big issue. Now, what is self-denial? I know people who are diabetic challenges, they tell themselves that's okay and they can eat sugar anyway. And they have challenges with that. Or, you know, people who think they're in better shape than they are and try to do something they can't physically do.
And hurt themselves.
And hurt themselves. Yeah. I had a coach one time, very nice guy. And this coach was just not good at what he did, but he wouldn't admit that he wasn't good at his skill. And because he wasn't good, he would give people bad advice that somebody's caused physical damages to them. That's self-denial, you know? So as we go through this now, we're working on defensive self-defensiveness, justification, self-justification today. We're going to break the curses on this so we can go forward today, getting past all these things. As we do this, you're building a strong foundation so that when you're done with this, you're going to be really ready for the challenging times that are coming. Now, we say here at ABC and at 633, there are challenging times coming. Many people think it's the end times. That's for you to decide for yourself. But the bottom line is there are going to be some very serious challenge times coming, and we want to be ready for it. Now, my caveat is if I prepare for something and it doesn't happen,
that's caveat,
okay.
Right?
Okay. But I've always got a spare tire in my car. I've driven for 52 years now or something like that. I probably changed a dozen tires. That meant for every day that I drove, I didn't have flat, I didn't need a tire, which I sure was glad it was there when I needed it. Okay? Our job is to get you ready in case something happens. It's fine. You're going to be ready for it. And that's where we're going from there. Okay?
Okay, so hope everybody has a pen and paper, or you could write things down in your phone, things that, I want you to start recognizing and working on. If you have any sins or temptations of these things that attack you in your mind during the week, you need to really start to identify and recognize if you have any unforgiveness, self-unforgiveness, hatred, self-hatred, rejection, self-rejected, deception, self-deception, denial or self-denial, or defensiveness, self-defensiveness, justification and self-justification.
Okay, so defensiveness. Some are just defensive no matter what happens to them. They get really defensive, you know. They don't receive correction well, you know. And they get very defensive if you try to explain to them how they can do something better, you know, because they've done it this way. This is the way it's always been done. You know, well, maybe there's a better way. Maybe there's some new technology out there or something, you know. Self-defensiveness, you know, just they protect themselves at all costs. They don't receive anything that's designed to help them in any way, shape, or form. And that leads to a lot of problems, which causes people to not improve themselves. We're all in a constant state of improvement. I don't care if you're 5 years old or 105 years old, you know, you're still improving, still working on things. But the Bible says through many advisors, plans succeed. So if somebody comes up to you, makes a suggestion for you, instead of just denying that it's that situation, say, well, let me pray about it. And go and pray about it. Maybe they're seeing something that you can't. You know, I use the analogy all the time. You know, I was a very good bowler and I thought about turning pro for a while. But my father would stand behind me and then say, James, you're doing this wrong or that wrong. I couldn't stand behind myself and see myself. And I make the adjustments on it because of it. I didn't get defensive. No, Dad, you don't know what to talk about. Well, he was a very good bowler too. At 95, he won a bowling tournament beating people 30 years younger than him, you know. If you look at the major league, the Dodgers, every batter has a coach that watches their swing constantly. If you see someone trying to get off a kilter, they make an adjustment to them and correct them. And the good batters listen to their coaches. Okay.
Okay. So another form of, self-justification or defensiveness, it's making excuses, defending yourself by countering with criticism of the aggressor or quarreling with somebody. Sometimes we don't realize that we want to justify something that we did instead of admit that maybe we need to think about some kind of correction. And we need to be coachable in order for God to change us. Why are we doing this? Why are we going through all these things? Because anybody have a challenge in your life? Anybody? Any challenge? Okay. Do you have any challenges that are hard to overcome? Do you have any challenges that you get victory and sometimes it reoccurs? Do you get challenge of being tired? Do you know there's nowhere in the Bible where it says you should get tired? Anybody feeling discouraged, depressed, hopeless, have pain physically, emotionally, or gee whiz, something bad just happened to me. Why? I'm a good person. I pray all the time. Lord, why? We live on a planet called Earth, and it is the battlefield between the light and the darkness. And we love a good God, but the devil hates God's people. But we're fighting the good fight of faith. We're not going to give up. And we need to see that when these demons, devils, or evil spirits attack us, these are names of demons. Tiredness is a demon. Depression is a demon. Discouragement is a demon. Unforgiveness, self-unforgiveness, demons, hatred, self-hatred, all of it. They don't want people to succeed. And if people start believing these lies, then it detours us from getting our victory. It detours us from getting our healing. It detours us from loving ourselves so much and loving God and His word so much that we don't believe those lies anymore. And we're growing and we need to change and we need the help of the Holy Spirit to purify ourselves and get rid of these and bind them up and keep them bound. How do you do spiritual warfare where you feel like always in charge and having victory? Yes, we have had victories. How many have had victories? Praise the Lord. How many want more victories? So if you're going through a challenge right now, I'm always going to remind you of this. It's just a pending victory waiting to happen. It's a pending next praise report because you've already come through some things. That's what Paul means when he says, take joy when you have trials and tribulations and problems. We don't rejoice because we have it, because it's tough going through it. But we have to have a glad expectation of the outcome, the resolution, what we need from God. We are expecting what the devil meant for evil. God is turning around for good. But if we don't learn how to identify these attacks, and it becomes sin when we believe it and give into it, and we need to ask God to help us with those things. So we're taking time every week so you could do your homework and start to recognize when you're being attacked in that area. Is this a hindrance or some of these things without you realizing it to your answered prayer? Is it a blockage to the victory that you need? Someone, like said, I don't have any problem with pain. Remember that story? And when I was praying and the Lord said to me, minister pain to this person. Minister that she needs to get set free of pain and get rid of pain. No, I don't need prayer for that. I don't have any pain. I'm repeating the story for those of you who didn't hear. We went out to lunch afterwards. She happened to be a friend, and there was a bunch of ladies. We all went out together. And after lunch, she takes out this big pill box Monday through Sunday. And whatever day it was, she opens it up and a whole bunch of pills go in her hand and she downs these pills with some water. I said, what are those pills for, especially that big old honking one? She says, that's my pain pill. If I don't take it every day, I'll have pain. I said, what do you need the pain for? She said, excruciating back challenges. I've had several surgeries and they can't fix it. And I just, it's horrible. And I said, didn't you tell me you didn't need prayer for pain? She goes, no, I if I take my pain pill, I don't have pain. So why would I need prayer? I said, well, you said the doctors can't fix it. Would you actually want it to be fixed so you don't need to take the pill? She goes, that's a good point. Oh my goodness. There's some things we live with that it's so normal, you don't think that it's not normal anymore. I don't know if that makes sense to you. You need to ask the Holy Spirit, what is it that I've been putting up with that I really shouldn't have to put up with, that I don't want that anymore? And I said, so if you don't fill your prescription, say you ran out and you didn't get to the pharmacy on time, how would you feel that day? She says, I would be debilitated. I couldn't even drive. I said, would you like prayer now? Yes, please. Okay, so if you don't think you need prayer in any of these areas, I encourage you just to say the prayer. If I have any of these challenges, but I'm unaware of it, then Lord, you know, please show me. That's a very important thing to do. And most people, when God reveals something to them, are like, wow, I had no idea I really was doing that. Okay. So, like that one gal that Pastor James told the story about, he got a word from the Lord to pray for her about unforgiveness. And she said, I've forgiven everybody. I don't have unforgiveness and self-unforgiveness. She says, no, I love myself. I don't have a problem. But she was scheduled for a double mastectomy. This was on a Friday. 2 days later, on a Monday, the next Monday was her schedule. And she just found out at the time when, you know, to come for prayer. And so Pastor James said, but I really think I heard from the Lord that you need to work on unforgiveness or self-unforgiveness. Just in case, may I pray for you? And so he prayed that God would show her and led her in a prayer. In case I still have unforgiveness or haven't forgiven myself or anything, I repent of any of those sins that I may have committed. And she followed the rest of the prayer. On the way home, she had to pull her van over because she was crying so much that God, in her mind as she was driving, reminded her of some very traumatic things. She had divorced her husband because he was extremely abusive, physically, emotionally abusive. And she had forgiven him in a general prayer when they got divorced. But God showed her some specific things that she hadn't forgiven, another layer of the onion, a specific trauma, and then another specific trauma, and some other horrible things that he said to her, and other horrible things that he did to her. She did a general, but she needed to do the details. And she pulled the van over because she was crying so much. She had pushed that down, that pain. She'd pushed it down that she didn't want to think about it or remember. It was like pulling a big like splinter out, another splinter, another splinter. And then when she went to her appointment on Monday, they were doing some other pretests and verifying things. They couldn't find 1 ounce of cancer and canceled the surgery. And she had no idea that was so deep. And she didn't want to think about it. And finally, the Lord had revealed it. So that's why we pray these prayers. If you have anything, then we ask the Holy Spirit to reveal it, because we don't want you to have any roadblocks.
So a lot of people bury stuff down so far, they don't realize it. Now, you may find the same situation covers several things. But what was that last one? Well, unforgiveness against her husband, self-unforgiveness against herself, because you let it go on so long, you know. Self-denial that she had any problems at all to begin with. You see the point? There's something that kind of overlap a little bit here, but that's okay. The point is we analyze ourselves,
mm-hmm.
and God brings things to your memory to mm-hmm. get rid of. That's how you get rid of them once and for all.
Right. Okay. So we're just going to go through them week by week. So we're not going to do H and I. That's next week. We're just doing, if you hadn't joined us for A through E, then you go back to the videos, or you could include them in the prayer today on abcchurchondemand.org to see that video. And I'm just going to read some of these that you can write down if you any of these bear witness with you. The Holy Spirit had shown us that unforgiveness, self-unforgiveness, being offended and offending others, bitterness, resentment, and grudges, they can cause many diseases such as cancer, heart attacks, high blood pressure, diabetes, anxiety, stress, depression, mental health, and many other challenges. So if you have any challenges in those areas, you may want to dig deeper. And if you've already forgiven yourself or other people, and you're still having reoccurring challenges, ask the Lord, what is the root that may still be in another layer that you are unaware of? Okay, self-unforgiveness can also cause many specific challenges like autoimmune disorders, histamine, allergy challenges, intolerances like lactose intolerance challenge, leaky gut, ulcers, gastrointestinal challenges, digestive diseases, gut challenges. Self-deception and self-denial is refusing to confront the truth, convincing yourself that something is good when it's not. Self-justification, like we said, is not only making excuses and defending yourself, it's also counterpunching. When someone is trying to make you aware that there might be something that you could work on for changing yourself, and then you just, you know, lash back and say something that's, you know, very curt or rude to them. And if you bark at them, it could be because of, you know, yes, you could be moody or woke up on the wrong side of the bed or just had a bad hair day, or women can have a hormonal day, but it's still a form of self-defensiveness and justifying that you may not want to hear what they have to say, and or you're offended that they weren't listening to what you were saying, and maybe it was very important, but they weren't a good listener, or brushing you off. So why do we react in certain ways that aren't in line with the fruit of the Spirit? If you're not acting in God's fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, humility, and self-control of biting your tongue to not reply in a rude way or curt way or snap at somebody, then we're not operating in God's fruit. We're in sin then. And what triggered that? We don't want to be that way. We want to be gracious in our words. So that's not normally ourselves or not normally how we want to operate. But when it does happen, you got to figure out why did it happen and repent of that sin. Okay. So also, if you have self-hatred, that's hatred or disdain or loathing yourself. Self-rejection is non-acceptance or impeding oneself so that that person never can be allowing themselves to enjoy life, to rest, to relax, to just chill out and not have to attend to anybody else. They disapprove of themselves, and it's something that they really need to learn to love themselves in those areas. So hopefully that will be, these are some things that can help you look at, do you have any problems in those areas? Okay. So Pastor James usually leads us in a prayer. It's our version of revised version of expanded prayer for breaking curses. It's more expanded than probably what Healing School graduates have. So if you have areas that any of these spoke to you, circle them. Areas you're not sure, then I would say, if I've had any challenge in these areas. And so Pastor James is going to probably start in unforgiveness and self-unforgiveness again and end at self-justification today, in case some people have new challenges that they need to forgive someone or forgive yourself. Okay.
Yeah. Now, as you keep your list, be it on your phone or tablet or paper, whatever you do, throughout the week, you may find the Lord bringing new things to your memory. So write it down, and then next week you can break that curse at that point in time. So we'll go through these things.
Right.
Go through.
Bring your list with you, right, of things you want to work on.
You know, so as you do this, you need to, it's an ongoing thing, you know, and like any athlete getting in their sport, they work on every avenue, continue working on every avenue, you know, and they have to constantly analyze what they're doing to make sure they're doing things right. Okay. All right. So repeat after me, please. Okay. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I repent of all the sins.
I repent of all the sins.
I've written down here.
I've written down here.
Or challenged with.
Or challenged with.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I repent of all my sins of attitudes.
I repent of all my sins of attitudes.
Intentions, desires.
Intentions, desires.
Thoughts, memories.
Thoughts, memories.
Words, actions.
Words, actions.
Or deeds.
Or deeds.
Concerning these sins.
Concerning these sins.
I'm going to say these here. Including unforgiveness.
Including unforgiveness.
Self-unforgiveness.
Self-unforgiveness.
Hatred.
Hatred.
Self-hatred.
Self-hatred.
Rejection.
Rejection.
Self-rejection.
Self-rejection.
Deception.
Deception.
Self-deception.
Self-deception.
Denial.
Denial.
Self-denial.
Self-denial.
Defensiveness.
Defensiveness.
And self-defensiveness.
And self-defensiveness.
Justification.
Justification.
And self-justification.
And self-justification.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
And or anyone from my heart.
And or anyone from my heart.
Who participated in these sins.
Who have participated in these sins.
Or caused me to sin.
Or caused me to sin.
Or been affected by these sins.
Or been affected by these sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I bless all of us.
I bless all of us.
From my heart.
From my heart.
I love each person.
I love each person.
And myself.
And myself.
With the love of the Lord.
With the love of the Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I renounce Satan.
I renounce Satan.
And every demon devil.
And every demon devil.
And evil spirit.
And evil spirit.
Behind these sins.
Behind these sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I take away.
I take away.
The legal right of Satan.
The legal right of Satan.
Every demon devil.
Every demon devil.
An evil spirit.
An evil spirit.
To operate in.
To operate in.
Or on me.
Or on me.
My body.
My body.
Or my life.
Or my life.
Because of these sins.
Because of these sins.
And you can no longer.
And you can no longer.
Affect me.
Affect me.
In any way.
In any way.
Shape or form.
Shape or form.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I break every.
I break every.
Ungodly soul tie.
Ungodly soul tie.
Ungodly heart tie.
Ungodly heart tie.
Ungodly thought tie.
Ungodly thought tie.
Ungodly mind tie.
Ungodly mind tie.
Ungodly body tie.
Ungodly body tie.
Ungodly tongue tie.
Ungodly tongue tie.
And negative word tie.
And negative word tie.
To these sins.
To these sins.
And every person.
And every person.
And spiritual being.
And spiritual being.
Connected to.
Connected to.
Or behind.
Or behind.
These sins.
These sins.
And I cancel.
And I cancel.
Make null and void.
Make null and void.
All negative words.
All negative words.
That I could have spoken.
That I could have spoken.
Over myself.
Over myself.
Or others.
Or others.
Or that other people.
Or that other people.
Could have spoken.
Could have spoken.
Over me.
Over me.
And my family.
And my family.
Including.
Including.
Any diagnosis.
Any diagnosis.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I break every curse.
I break every curse.
Every generational curse.
Every generational curse.
Every ungodly vow.
Every ungodly vow.
Every ungodly covenant.
Every ungodly covenant.
Or promise.
Or promise.
Every ungodly contract.
Every ungodly contract.
Every ungodly hold.
Every ungodly hold.
Every ungodly hook.
Every ungodly hook.
Every ungodly obligation.
Every ungodly obligation.
Every ungodly expectation.
Every ungodly expectation.
Every ungodly goal.
Every ungodly goal.
Or dream.
Or dream.
Every diagnosis.
Every diagnosis.
Every connection.
Every connection.
To evil.
To evil.
Resulting from these sins.
Resulting from these sins.
Okay. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I have been set free.
I have been set free.
By Jesus Christ.
By Jesus Christ.
Ladies say she.
She.
Gentlemen say he. He. Whom the Son sets free.
Whom the Son sets free.
Is free indeed.
Is free indeed.
I. Say your name.
Karen.
James. Am now free.
Am now free.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise Lord.
Now, you may not see that your challenges leave when you break curses. But what it does, it's like, say, there is a chain and a padlock on your front door. When you break curses, the bolt cutter comes and that chain is broken. Now you have to evict squatters. Any demons, devils, or evil spirits harassing you. We are going through all of this so that you could learn. Even those that have never gone to healing school, you are going to be able to go through a retreat in a way that God showed Pastor James so that you could still stop the demonic attacks in your life until you get to learn how to cleanse in semester two and finally semester three. But everyone's going to go through the initial stage that the healing schools graduates are going to do, because it will help you in your spiritual warfare. We'll explain that next week. So those of you that want to get cleansed and, you know, get rid of demonic influences in your life, this is what we're doing every Wednesday. I don't know when the series is going to end. It's going to end when we're ready for a cleanse and when people are prepared to make sure that the worsers don't come back. What are the worsers? Well, it says seven worse than the demon that left will come back with it. And if that's a horrible thing, some of these things that, you know, have been attacking us, and that is sometimes the worst thing that's ever happened to you. So if worse than the worst, what is that? The Lord told me it's a worser. So you don't want seven worsers coming back. There'd be eight of them with the original one that left. So you know how some things you say goes from bad to worse. It wasn't getting any better. Well, we want to help you get better, stay better. We want to help you maintain your victories that you've achieved. We want you to get new victories. We want to help you learn how to help other people and how to just stop the enemy from doing, you know, terrible things to you and or your family. We're going to teach you how to pray over your family as well. So if this is something you're interested in, if you can't make it on our Zoom, please go to abcchurchondemand.org to catch up. because we're not going to go back and do any reviews. We're just going to keep moving forward because we got a lot of territory to cover. Okay. So if you got blessed from this teaching, can you do us a favor, put a number one in the chat if it helped you in any way, shape, or form. If it's helping you to learn to identify some sins that you weren't aware of, and then keep working on that as your homework. And when we see these ones, it tells us if we're on target. If I see no ones in there, Pastor James is like, Gene, we didn't help anybody today, then we're going to go through another avenue to help you, okay? But we've been doing this for years and years and years. There are insights that we've done even when we had the healing rooms and worked in there. We are going to incorporate some of the things that we've done in our healing rooms as well as ABC retreats. And we are going to have a big conference where we're going to be getting people set free of these at the end of this. I can't tell, it might take a month or two every Wednesday night to go through each layer of the onion. And then when the conference comes up, you will only get out of that conference what you've put in. If you don't get rid of many demons, devils, or evil spirits because you didn't do your homework, but at least you'll get rid of something, okay? I know people are have time constraints, but that's why we're only doing two a week. You only have to pay attention to this, the two of the new ones and the other ones you've done from the weeks before. If you can't learn to identify if they're attacking you, you surely don't want to cast them out because you don't want them to bring seven worse back.
Well, we're doing this at a pace where you can handle it too. If we go through all these things at one time, it'd be too much for most people to handle. Now, yes, you're a very advanced class. We understand that. We respect it. That's what we're taking to this level. But still, it's at a proper pace as the Lord is leading us, because it will make sure you do a good foundation on this. I use a lot of gym analogies. When you go to the gym, first you work out one your legs, then you work out your back, then you don't do all of them at the same time, basically. So we're setting things up to make you really strong. When this is all done, you're in a position to keep the challenge coming back upon you.
Okay, here's a new strategy. All you healing school graduates, all of you School of Dominion graduates, do not cast any demons out.
No.
I'm telling you right now for your own good. Do not cast out any demons if you know, even if you know how and do it regularly. We're going to teach you a new way so that you won't get reattacked with the worsers. You need to start binding up and washing down every time that you know how to do that KOG when you notice that you've sinned. We need you to start recognizing sin more readily in your life. The Holy Spirit will show you. Okay, that's very important. So I'll lead you in this prayer so the Holy Spirit will show you more things that you are not aware of. And it may not make sense to you, but it will later. Okay. So you're going to work with me on this. So everyone says, say no casting out for now. Okay. Say no casting out for now. Got it. Okay. It's very important. You bind up and wash down, bind up and wash down. If you don't know what that means, you'll be learning. Those of you that know what it means, that's what you're going to be focusing on. There are some people that we have used this methodology on that has really helped them significantly overcome some things that even the doctor said would not, they couldn't help them with. It helps you get some miraculous results. Okay. So we're going to go back to basics. And the reason why Pastor James always reminds us about the
spring training baseball, they work on batting, hitting, fielding, catching, they do the whole nine yards. Okay.
Even though they won the World Series, they have to do it again, right?
Again, which the foundation is strong. Every football team, every boxer, person who's going there, start working on everything. Every athlete does that. The professional golfers out there, every single day, they swing 100 shots with every single club in their bag. They do it so it's just so automatic and so they can just do it where it is. And those of you remember Pat Riley from the old Lakers, he was explaining to Magic Johnson, I make you do this So when the pressure's on in the fourth quarter of game seven, it's not even an issue. It's just automatic to go in. And that's what made him so great. Michael Jordan, first one on, last one to leave. In my opinion, the best player. Whatever your opinion, it's your opinion. In my opinion, he was the best player. And that's what it is. It's about getting you to that level. So when the demons try to attack you, it's so easy.
It's automatic.
To win, you know?
Yeah, automatic. It's not even something you have to think about. That's what we want to train you to get to that point. Okay? So hope that this blesses you. Those of you that are really good at cleansing, back up. Let's do some spring training. We're going to help you get even stronger than you were before. Okay? Wonderful. So I'm going to lead you in a prayer. Say, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I ask you to make me aware.
I ask you to make me aware.
Of sins I am not aware of.
Of sins I'm not aware of.
Those unknown sins.
Those unknown sins.
Need to become known.
Need to become known.
So I can break curses on them.
So I can break curses on them.
And then I'm just going to evict the demons, devils, and evil spirits.
I'm going to evict the demons, devils, and evil spirits.
Behind those sins.
Behind those sins.
So they have no more jurisdiction.
They have no more jurisdiction.
In my life.
In my life.
But I need you to teach me, Holy Spirit.
I need you to teach me, Holy Spirit.
I need you to open the eyes of my understanding.
Open the eyes of my understanding.
And flood me with light.
And flood me with light.
Of the revelation.
Of the revelation.
Of where I need to change.
Of where I need to change.
Where I need to grow.
Where I need to grow.
What I need to do.
What I need to do.
And I'm coachable.
And I'm coachable.
I'm going to receive.
Going to receive
and submit
and submit
and allow God
and allow God
and Pastor James and Pastor Karen,
Pastor Karen and Pastor James
to guide me,
to guide me,
and the Lord to teach me,
Lord to teach me
how to stop these demonic attacks,
stop these demonic attacks
in my life,
in my life,
in Jesus' name,
in Jesus' name,
amen,
amen.
And if we pray too fast for you, all you say is this: I agree with these prayers.
I agree with these prayers.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
There you go. All right. That covers the summary. I'm sorry we have a short amount of time, and we do speak a little faster than most people, and we're trying to slow down for you. Okay. So that's why I go back through the video. You can pause it, take notes. Okay. So use that as your study tool. All right, Pastor James, you want to do communion now in the USP?
Definitely. So we're in the communion now. I'll do a USP. If you don't have any sins, confess them now. If not, please repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I'm not aware of any sins.
I am not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1:9.
According to 1 John 1:9.
Hey, Deborah, could you do the body, please? You too.
Okay, so thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus, when you went to the cross, you took everything that the devil could accuse us of. And you nailed all of those accusations and indictments against us to the cross. And that your blood covered them all. And that your blood is cleansing. Thank you for your body that you broke for us. That you went to that whipping post. And every lash was for our healing. So thank you, Jesus, for being that Passover lamb. And as we take of this, your body, we receive the healing that you provided for us. We receive that cleansing. Thank you for healing us emotionally, that you bind up our wounds. And that we have that cleansing healing of our hearts and our minds. So, Lord Jesus, this is your body that is broken for us. And we eat this in remembrance of you, that it is your flesh that we're eating, and healing is the children's bread. Thank you for healing our bodies and our emotions and our minds. Thank you for healing us financially and healing us socially. So we praise you and we honor you as we eat of this now. Amen.
We agree and receive in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Deborah. Excellent. Okay, Mary Helen, you do the blood, please.
We just thank you, Father, that in the same manner, after the supper, Jesus took the cup, saying, "This is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." We just thank you, Jesus, for your precious blood that covers us, protects us, nourishes us, washes us white as snow. Right now, I'd like to pray a prayer over us. And this is based on Philippians 1, 9 through 11, Amplified. Father God, I pray that our love abounds more and more, displaying itself in greater depth, in real knowledge and in practical insight, so that we may learn to recognize and treasure what is excellent, identifying the best and distinguishing moral differences, and that we may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ, actually living lives that lead others away from sin, filled with the fruit of righteousness, which comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God, so that God's glory may be both revealed and recognized. So we just thank you, Jesus, for your precious, precious cup of blessings. And we partake now of your precious blood and receive all of its benefits. We remember you. We do remember you, Jesus, and we partake and receive of you in Jesus' name. Amen.
We agree and receive in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Mary Ellen. That was fantastic.
Thank you.
All right, let's do our 20 affirmations. We've been healed by stripes by Jesus. Everybody repeat after me or with join with me.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Yay.
Praise the Lord. Great. Okay, praise the Lord. All right. Andrew, could you do the body next week?
Yes, of course.
Thank you very much. Nick, are you available to do the blood next week, or is your schedule full?
No, I can do it.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it very much, guys. All right.
Great.
Well, okay. Let me close out in prayer. Then, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise, worship, we glorify your holy name. We thank you for all you've done for us. Thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you for preparing for this system of stopping all demons, selfish spirits from attacking them, that we can set them up properly, that you lead us and guide us in everything we do, and that they go forward with boldness and confidence to keep the challenge away from them in Jesus' name. Amen.
And everyone that agrees says,
Amen. Amen.
Okay, this concludes the Overcomers Club service. Thank you for joining us. In Jesus' name, hope to see you next Wednesday. We're going to have service on Sunday for Father's Day. Hope you can join us for that. And okay, we also will have an announcement. So don't log off yet. Hold on just a minute.